This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
طيب, this hadith was narrated by a very famous companion known as Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه. And before he accepted Islam, his name was Abdu Shams ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi. He was from the tribe of Ad-Daws, which was located in Tihama, to the south of the Arabian Peninsula. And when he came to Medina, well, actually what happened first was there was a great man from the tribe of Ad-Daws, a companion. His name was At-Tufail ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted Islam first. And then he went and he called his people to Islam. But not many of them accepted Islam. In fact, one of the only ones that accepted Islam at that particular time was Abdi Shams ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi radiallahu anhu, who is Abu Hurairah. And when he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet changed his name to Abdul Rahman, because you cannot have a name in Islam that indicates that you worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Abdul Shams means the worshipper of the sun. And so the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam changed his name because of that. And that wasn't a normal practice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he would change people's names. And as such, if someone takes shahada, when someone comes to Islam, the first thing that you should do is not to give him a new name. Yani, subhanAllah, some people have this infatuation with, as soon as he becomes a Muslim, he has to change his name. So he used to be Joseph, now he has to be Yusuf. Or whatever his name was. His name was Moses, now he's Musa. Or his name was Mo, and now he has to be called Muhammad. No, when a person first accepts Islam, he wants to change his name. That's his prerogative, but it's not something that we need to focus on. And perhaps it'll cause problems with his family. Maybe it'll alienate him and things like this. Now, if he has a name that is impermissible in Islam, then the name is to be changed. But as long as his name is something that is permissible, then he can keep his name. Because it wasn't from the practice of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, nor those who came after him, that everyone that took shahada would change their names. So anyway, his kunya was Abu Hurairah. And Hurairah is kitten, and that's because he was known to keep like a kitten in his sleeve sometimes. He's very kind to animals, as opposed to some of the behavior that we see from the youth these days, when they are very violent with the cats and the animals and things like this. This was not the way of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In any event, when he came to Medina, it was the year 7 after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came Muharram, which is the first month, the year 7 after the Hijrah. And he actually came with his mother to Medina. His mother was a mushrika at that time. She was not a Muslim. And Imam Muslim, the author of As-Sahih, Sahih Muslim, he narrates a very interesting story in his Sahih. And it shows you how the heart of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. And any of you who have Muslims, or relatives rather, that are not Muslim, should pay very close attention to this story. Abu Hurairah mentioned that he would go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he told him that, "I'm actively trying to call my mother to Islam, trying to teach her about Islam, but she refuses to become Muslim." And this time, he came to the Prophet ﷺ, he was crying. "This time, when I talk to her about Islam, she says something very bad about your messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yani, asma'atni ma akrah. And she let me hear something that I disliked a lot. He said, please make dua for her, subhanAllah. Look at that. Not curse her because she cursed the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. Please make dua for her that Allah open her chest to Islam. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allahumma hdi umma Abi Huraira. Oh Allah, guide the mother of Abu Huraira. So Abu Huraira left the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and returned back to the home that his mother was staying in. And he heard some water splashing. And she told him, she heard him coming and she said, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. And so he didn't enter. And then she had, when he finished, when the water stopped splashing, and she put on her garment, she came to Abu Huraira and she said, come in now. She said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Abu Huraira went back to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was crying again. But this time he was crying out of joy. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, لَقَدْ اسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ دَعْوَتَكَ. Indeed Allah has answered your dua. My mother has become a Muslim. She has embraced Islam. He said, oh Allah, make dua that the believers love us, me and my mother and I, and that we love the believers. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for that. And then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, so there is not a believer after that I met except that he loved me. Subhanallah. From this story, we see the importance of two things. Number one is da'wah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was actively involved in trying to call his mother to Islam. And second of all, the importance of du'a. Because he was making du'a for his mother, and then he asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to make du'a for his mother. And that is one thing that a lot of times, we are negligent of. How many times have we not taken advantage of the last hour in Yawm al-Jum'ah, for example? Making du'a for whatever good it is that we want in this life and the hereafter. How many times do we not take advantage of making du'a in sujood? Of making du'a between the adhan and the iqamah? Of making du'a in the last third of the night? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the hadith al-Qudsi, who is it, yani talking about the last third of the night, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in a manner that is befitting to him and he calls out, who is it that is seeking my forgiveness so that I can forgive him? Who is it that is asking for something so that I can answer his request? So we should take advantage of these times of a dua. And the other thing is, and this is very interesting about Abu Huraira's whole tribe, that tribe of Dos. At-Tufail ibn Amr, who we mentioned was the first one amongst them to accept Islam, he went to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he told him, Inna dosan qad halakat wa asat wa abat. Yani they are destroyed and they have disobeyed. Yani they didn't accept my da'wah. Wa abat. Yani they refused to accept my da'wah. Yani the call to Islam. Fadu'u alayhim, ya Rasulullah. So make dua against them, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allahumma ahdi dosan wa ati bihim. Oh Allah, guide the tribe of Dos and bring them to Islam. And he didn't make dua against them. He made dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان